Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golcher, dictating a master report on Gabriella Mora, date of birth 6/12/2002, date of procedure is July 18, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Golcher, DO, referring physician is Dr. Lydia Sanchez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is persistent nausea and vomiting, comma, abdominal pain, comma, change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation, comma, bright red blood per rectum, comma, GERD, comma, bloating. Description of procedure and pump sounds obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as the lung, zero explains the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy, so you place them in a flutter position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. A well lubricated, a limited video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advancing direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb. Second portion of duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, or reflexes obtained the cardio aorta section from the stomach before the gastroscope. The patient is then turned around in a left lateral position as the gastroscope exam is performed. A well lubricated limited video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advancing direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of the folds. Period, the terminal line was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, ascending colon, rectum, which affects you is obtained at the rectum period. Boston Bob Prep score is greater than 6, 2-2, 2, patients had the procedure well without any complications. Findings, an upper endoscopy, proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of LA grade B to C ulcerative esophagitis, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation, histology, at the distal esophagus. Next line. There was the Z line was therefore irregular at 37 centimeters from thigh block. Next line, there was evidence of a 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy mild gastric erythema. Found biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, duodenal bulb appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of a D2 prominence. This appears as though it is the minor papilla. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained for celiac disease for further evaluation. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston Bell Prep score is greater than 6, 2-2, fair prep. Next line, random colon. Biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation. Histology for microscopic colitis. Please go back to the TI was unremarkable, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation, given the diarrhea. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted in retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of external skin tags. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 2 months and then daily following. Prescription was sent to the pharmacy. Next line. Recommend next colonoscopy at 45 years old. Next line. Follow-up in the office as previously scheduled. Thank you.